Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
Well, please be proud of that last note you hit, Victoria. Wow. Thank you, music team. Thank you so much. That is so inspiring. And good morning again, everyone. I'm Reverend Pam Gutierrez, Associate Minister here at Unity on the Bay. And I am going to take you back in time with this first photo. So this is our second child, and I say our because my husband, Orestes OG, is here in the room somewhere today. So our child, this is Maria Rose, and she's very proud of herself in this photo. Don't really know exactly what happened on this particular occasion. Could have been just that she, you know, got something in her hand and, proud. You know, she's, is exploring her motor skills. But I'm going to tell you a story about when she was 2 months old. So I did a little crazy thing in that I decided to travel across the country with a two-month-old in a, in a little baby carrier and a two-year-old, but I did have a babysitter with me. But it turned out that my husband was in the Navy at the time, and we were living in Philadelphia, but he had to go to California for some training. And because we had this growing family, he didn't want to be away from us very much, so we chose to travel with him. Okay. So I'm in a very nice Residence Inn hotel room, for those of you not familiar with that. There's like a little kitchen area and a living room and a separate bedroom there. So one morning after breakfast, the babysitter took the two-year-old down to the pool, and I laid Miss Maria Rose at 2 months old down on a little play mat and turned on one of those developmental videos, Baby Einstein, and went around into the kitchen to clean up breakfast and make some tea. Okay. Now, for those of you who may need a little refresher on the developmental physical abilities of a two-month-old, they're not supposed to move, right? The most they're doing is like exploring their limbs, maybe trying to pick their head up. So I thought it was just completely fine. Put her down on the mat. She's gonna stay there, right? Well, as you may guess from my expression, as I rounded the corner to come back to pick her up, she was gone. She was gone. And I was panicking. She's 2 months old. I'm in the same room, just behind a counter. What happened here? Nobody came in and got her. Blah, blah. I'm panicking. I call the babysitter to come back from the pool. I'm calling my husband. I'm in tears. And he's like, being official military in training, like, I don't know what I can do here, right? Trying to keep his cool, thinking the baby is missing, right? It seemed like an eternity, you know? But it was probably just a few minutes until we found her up against the couch. She was under a coffee table, so I didn't see her. But she was very proud of herself, because she had somehow, like, wormed. We saw her do it then. She wormed across the floor. Two-month-olds are not supposed to do that, right? But so that event gave us a clue about who she came here to be and how she was going to walk through the world, right? She's never shy to try new things. She's 22 now, and she's never shy to try new things. She's curious about everything and interested and compassionate towards everyone. This is who she is. This is her basic nature, okay? So these qualities that Maria and each of us exhibited as children, whatever we expressed as children, metaphysicians call our individuality. Individuality is that divine spark within each of us that is unchanging. And that's contrasted with personality, which we also call ego. And that's the part of us that we show to the world. and our personality changes throughout our lifetime. So these are the two basic attitudes that make up our identity, individuality and personality. And varied expressions of the divine in us. No two of us are the same. There's a spectrum, like a rainbow, that's not merely a collection of separate colors, but a unified whole, each hue contributing to the brilliance and beauty of the entire picture. As a rainbow is bright, we each have a unique light. So unity's second principle teaches us that we are all divine sparks, expression of the one universal mind. Each of us is like a unique wave in the vast ocean of universal mind. Uniquely identified and part of the whole, all at once. That is our individuality. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore wrote that individuality is the true self, that which is undivided from God. It's our spiritual identity, that which characterizes one as a distinct entity or particular manifestation of divine principle. Individuality is eternal. It can never be destroyed. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He also told us, "You are the light of the world." Every one of us. Your individuality is what you truly are and will always be. It is your unique and individual expression of the Christ idea. Individuality is composed of the attributes of our spiritual nature that is your eternal true identity. It's your real self, who you have come here to be. As the rainbow is bright, you have a unique light. Now, as individuality is the wave on the ocean, the personality is like the tip of that wave, the thing that we see in the world. Each one has a different shape, a different color, a different pattern to it. The personality is that outer self that you show to the world. Within each of you lies a unique spectrum of qualities, talents, and experiences that create your personality. Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck wrote, "Personality is a perception of ourselves that is made up of the characteristics that we have invented. We invented to distinguish ourselves from others." You created your personality. Think about your high school days. Your choice of clothes, your choice of shoes, your taste in music. These were your outer characteristics that you showed the world about yourself. Are those still the same? I probably think not. Because our personality is always shifting and changing. Now here's a table that summarizes individuality and personality. And Revel Hasselbeck wrote, "While the ego, the personal self, is our greatest weakness, it is also our greatest strength. This is because all the treasures of God, the treasures of oneness or divine mind, must pass through this ego consciousness. In other words, because your personality is that part of us that you show the world, the gifts of your Christ nature have to express through it." Okay? As the rainbow is bright, you have a unique light. Now, today there's a celebration of Pride in Miami Beach. It's a joyful celebration of our diversity and the recognition of our inherent worth, the talents that make each of us unique, and the contributions that we bring to the world. It's the understanding that we are not diminished by our differences, but rather enriched by them. And it's the personality that identifies and expresses the characteristics that are on display at Miami Beach Pride today. True pride, like the rainbow, transcends individual colors. It embraces that interconnectedness of all. We celebrate not just our own unique identities, but also the vibrant spectrum of humanity around us. Recognize that your personal triumphs are woven into the fabric of a collective good, and your struggles are shared experiences that call for compassion and support. This is the call to live into the Christ within your individuality. The Fillmores wrote in Teach Us to Pray, "Much is heard about giving ourselves to service to the world, but how important is the self that we are offering? If we have found our real self, the offer will be worthwhile. But if we are offering personality alone, we shall never set the world afire." They're saying to truly be of service, you must express your true Christ self, your individuality, and allow your personality or ego self to diminish. When you look for good news, you'll find stories of selfless acts of a hero running into a burning building to save a child, or a military hero who gave his life for others. But expressing your Christ nature selflessly doesn't have to be that dramatic. This community demonstrated it on Random Acts of Kindness Day. They simply went out and gave out stickers and compliments and smiles to strangers. On Thanksgiving Day, prepared meals at Branches. During the Christmas season, we threw a celebration for the Emily Moises Center and ran a toy drive. So while serving from your true self, your individuality outshines your personality. As the rainbow's bright, you're shining your unique light. And this next quote, "The purpose of life is to know or realize the Creator, both within and without, and to express its divinity in one's daily life." Now, one would expect this quote to come from a Unity author. But instead, it's showing how Unity has taken the wisdom from all truth studies and combined them into a cohesive whole. Because this quote is from the Ayurvedic master, Dr. Vasant Lad, whom I had the privilege to study with. Now, Ayurveda is the thousands of years old medical system from India, the science of life. And the basis of Ayurveda is that you were born with a basic, unchanging constitution that's called your prakriti. That sounds a lot like your individuality, right? Prakriti is our spiritual identity expressed. And the equivalent of the personality in Ayurveda is vikriti, your current state that constantly changes according to your choices and experiences when you have forgotten who you truly are. It is what you make of yourself in this world. Now, prakriti and vikriti are made up of doshas or body types, which are comprised of five elements. And I'll do a really, really brief overview here, and we'll be posting on social. I think we already have actually posted on social a site where you can take a quiz to determine your body type, okay? So of these doshas, the first is Vata dosha, which comprises of space and air elements. And Vata type people are typically tall and thin and flexible. They have creative minds and are characterized by a lot of movement. And they're prone to anxiety and fear. The Pitta dosha is comprised of fire and water. Pitta types have a medium build and are very logical and disciplined and make good leaders. They are prone to judgment, perfectionism, and anger. And finally, Kapha is comprised of water and earth. Kapha individuals have strong muscles and bones and tend towards overweight. They have good memory, a calm and steady mind, and tend to be very compassionate while being prone to laziness and greed. Now, in this very, very quick crash course, it's enough to understand that everyone has all of these elements and doshas in different ratios, both prakriti and vikriti. None are better or worse than the others. But Ayurveda, it's about learning how to work within that. And Ayurveda says that perfect health and wholeness of body, mind, and spirit is experienced when the vikriti, your current state, match the prakriti, your true constitution. In unity terms, healing, which was our daily word today, healing and wholeness are experienced when you match your personality to your individuality, when you live into your Christ nature. So these systems agree. And they both tell us that the rainbow is bright and you have a unique light. So how can you grow to express individuality more than personality? How do you balance your prakriti and your vikriti? Well, Reverend Paul Hasselbeck tells us that the realization of our individuality comes through prayer, meditation, and listening to the still, small voice. He writes, "We are created, ideated in the image and likeness of God or divine mind. Divine mind is spirit. We are spirit, the Christ revealing. Expressing and living more and more of our individuality happens by claiming the truth of what we really are through the power of the word, including the use of denials and affirmations." Who wants to live into who you truly are? What you came here to be? Yeah. So Ayurveda tells us to get there. You nourish both your body and your soul in order to balance your doshas. It prescribes diet and lifestyle choices according to your body type, as well as regular meditation in a style that suits your constitution. Okay? And the best meditation practice for Vata types is a rhythmic mantra repetition to instill some regularity to that movement. Okay? So Vatas have a lot of irregularity, so they want a repetitive, regular rhythm for their meditation. Okay? And a mantra does not have to be some elegant Sanskrit term. It can be in any language. It can be as simple as, "I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am." Just repeat it in a regular fashion. And the best meditation for Pitta types is cooling breath work or a heart-centered loving-kindness meditation. A meditation where you imagine your love encircling all beings. That calms their fiery moods. And to conquer Kapha's inertia, a movement meditation like walking is recommended. Very mindfully watching how your foot hits the ground and your next foot picks up, in a regular pattern, back and forth. So Dr. Ladd wrote that meditation plays a most important part in daily life and is a powerful tool to help maintain health. Well, the dictionary says that the term meditation means to think, to ponder, to go through and examine. This definition does not impart the profound meaning of the word at all. Meditation is an action of clear perception and observation with total awareness without any conclusion, judgment, or criticism. Meditation demands that you be utterly one with the moment. And in this oneness, there is radical change in one's psyche. In this moment-to-moment awareness, there is a cleansing of the body, mind, and consciousness. This will bring you to that state of peace that is joy, bliss, and enlightenment. At this point, life becomes a movement of spontaneous meditation. Life becomes a movement of spontaneous meditation. That is living into your Christ nature. That is wholeness and oneness. That is recognizing your individuality as the sun shining on the world. Your personality is that occasional cloud cover during the storms of your experiences. And after the rain, the rainbow appears, revealing the beauty of each unique being bright in the oneness of the sky. As the rainbow is bright, shine your unique light. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.